This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military says it's withdrawn its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, wrapping up a key phase in its ground offensive against the Hamas militant group. But defense officials say troops are merely regrouping as the army prepares a move into Hamas's last stronghold, which is Rafah. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Freddie Joyner reports, ceasefire talks in Egypt have resulted in another stalemate between Israel and Hamas.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not agree to a ceasefire until the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza are released. Hamas said an agreement must secure a complete and comprehensive ceasefire, full withdrawal of forces from areas occupied after October 7th, and freedom of movement of residents across the Gaza Strip. Israel's offensive has focused in the past months on the south of the Gaza Strip. Rafah has become the last refuge for more than a million Palestinians sheltering in the territory near the border with Egypt.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Sudanese paramilitary forces have killed at least 20 people in an attack on a village south of the capital of Khartoum. A local activist committee said on Sunday, VOA's Nabil Biagio has more.
The rapid support forces attacked the village of Adam, 150 kilometers or 93 miles south of the city on Saturday, according to a statement from the local resistance committee, one of many pro-democracy groups that coordinate aid. Sudan's war between the military under Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and the RSF commanded by his former deputy Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo began last April the 15th. Many thousands of people have been killed, including up to 15,000 in a single town in the war-ravaged Darfur region, according to United Nations experts. The war has also displaced more than 8.5 million people, practically destroyed Sudan's already fragile infrastructure, and pushed the country to the brink of famine. Nabil Biagio, VOA News.
Lord VOA.